Last week, Karen Hendrickson was injured in an accident that epitomizes being in the wrong place at the wrong time. She was on a training run with her dog team and a four-wheeler on the side of the park's highway when a vehicle lost control on the icy road and struck her. Hendrickson suffered 3 broken vertebrae and an injury to her leg. She counts herself lucky, given the circumstances.
You know, it's pretty incredible because people usually don't get hit by cars and walk away from it, and I didn't walk away, but I'm doing really well.
Karen Hendrickson is beginning inpatient therapy, which will be followed by more physical therapy after she's released. She says that her injuries will prevent her from continuing to train for the 2015 Iditarod.
And I just have to be really careful and not do any jarring or jumping around, which means pretty much no dogs, for quite a good long while.
Like many mushers, Karen Hendrickson is as concerned, if not more so, for her team than herself in some regards. She didn't like the idea of her dogs missing this year's race.
I thought about these dogs. What they love to do is run. What they love to do is go out and race and experience new things. They really do love it. And I just felt horrible to have them spend an entire year where they weren't going to be able to do those things.
That's where Brian Bears comes in. He's a friend of Hendrickson's and a veteran of the 2006 Iditarod. Karen Hendrickson says that he's good with dog teams and is a good choice to get on the runners behind her dogs.
Having Brian come on board and take him down the trail is just, I think it's great for everybody. Except me, I get left out.
Brian Bears agreed and now has the task of readying himself and the team for the race in March.
I'm compacting 12 months of planning, preparation, and now fundraising into a 3-month period.
Bears says he's been training for a canoe marathon, so has been keeping himself in good physical shape. For the planning and training side, he says he'll rely on the work that Karen Hendrickson has already done.
It's just going to be able to sit down with Karen and really look at the schedule that she set up for her dogs. This is her race. All I'm going to do is be the jockey.
After the planning will come the actual runs with the dogs. Since Brian Bears has a full-time job during the week, his ability to run the dogs is limited to weekends.
Every Friday night after I finish work here in the Anchorage School District, I'm going to be hopping in the car with my two dogs and driving up to Talkeetna and putting in some long runs Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and then racing back to Anchorage, so I'm ready for work on Monday.
One other impact of Karen Hendrickson's injury is that she'll miss work in the coming weeks, and owning a sled dog kennel is expensive. She says the community response has been substantial, especially over social media.
I made a little comment on Facebook to say, like, don't send me flowers, send me dog food, and there's been an account set up at Underdog Feeds, and it's hard for me to keep track of things from a hospital bed, but it seems like there's plenty of money for dog food for a month or two here.
Multiple other fundraisers are underway as well. While she won't be able to compete in the 2015 Iditarod, Karen Hendrickson says she doesn't think her mushing days are over.
I got a lot of healing to do, but I think I'll be back next year.
For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.